The Gospels According to Love, audio, Matthew chapter 27, crucified. When the morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When they had bound Jesus, they led him away, delivering him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, that had betrayed Jesus, when he saw Jesus condemned, changed himself. He brought again 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest, saying, "I have sinned, and that I have betrayed innocent blood." The chief priest said, "What is that to us? See you that?" Judas cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed. He then went and hanged himself. The chief priest took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood." So they took counsel and bought with the silver the potter's field to bury strangers in, that field called the Field of Blood to this day, thus fulfilling that spoken by Jeremy the prophet. They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, who they of the children of Israel did value, have gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. Jesus stood before the governor Pontius Pilate, asked Jesus, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said to him, "You say so." When Jesus stood accused by the chief priest, he answered, saying, "Then Pilate said to Jesus, 'Hear you how many things they witness against you?' Jesus answered Pilate never a word, inasmuch as the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was wanting to release the people, the prisoner, who they would choose. They had choice of notable prisoner called Barabbas or Jesus called Christ. Pilate knew that for envy the chief priests had delivered Jesus. When Pilate sat down in the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have you nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." The chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Whether of the two will you that I release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What shall I do with Jesus that is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." The governor asked, "Why, what evil has he done?" Jesus cried out the more, saying, "Let Jesus be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a riot formed, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to it." Then answered all the people, "His blood be on us and on our children." Pilate then released Barabbas to them, and afterward he had Jesus scourged, delivered him to be crucified. The soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered to Jesus the whole band of soldiers. They stripped Jesus, putting on him a scarlet robe. When they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and placed a reed in his hand. They bowed the knee before Jesus and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of Jews!" They spit on him. They took the reed and smote him on the head. After they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put back on his own raiment, and led him away to crucify him. The soldiers came out and found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled him to bear Jesus' cross. They went to a place called Golgotha. This is to say, a place of the skull. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. When Jesus had tasted thereof, he would not drink. They crucified Jesus and parted his raiment, casting lots for it. This fulfilled that spoken by the prophet, that parted my garments among them. Upon my vesture they did cast lots. Sitting down, the soldiers watched over Jesus. There was placed over his head a written accusation: "This is the King of the Jews." There were two thieves crucified with Jesus, one on the right hand and another on the left. They that passed by reviled Jesus, wagging their heads, saying, "You that destroys the temple and builds it again in 3 days, save yourself if you are the Son of Love. Come down from the cross." Likewise, the priests mocked Jesus with scribes and elders, saying, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the living King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him. He trusted in love. Let love deliver him now. If love will have him, for he said, 'I am the Son of Love.'" The thieves also crucified with Jesus cast same in mocking and insults. Now from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. In the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama lama sabachthani?" That is to say, my love, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood there when they heard this said, "This man called for Elias." Straight away, one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, giving him to drink. The rest said, "Let him be. Let us see whether Elias will come and save him." Jesus cried again with a loud voice, yielding up the ghost. Behold, the veil of the temple ripped in two from top to bottom, and the earth did quake. The rocks ripped and graves opened. Many bodies of the saints that slept arose. They came out of the graves after his resurrection, going into the holy city and appearing to many. When the centurion and those with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things done, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly this was the Son of Love." Many women were there beholding from off. They followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to them. Among them was Mary, mother of James and Joseph, the mother of Zebedee's children. When the evening came, there arrived a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph. He also was Jesus' disciple. Joseph went to Pilate, commanding the body be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb. This he had hewn in the rock, then rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and parted. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sat over against the sepulchre. Now the next day that followed was the day of preparation. The chief priests and Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, 'While he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again.' We will command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, otherwise his disciples could come by night and steal him away. Then say to the people, he is risen from the dead. If so, the last error should be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, you have watch, go your way and make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting watch.